A court in South Korea began on Tuesday the first public hearings for a climate change lawsuit in Asia. The plaintiffs argue that by not effectively tackling climate change, their government is violating its citizens' human rights. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this story from Seoul.
Plaintiffs, lawyers, and activists gathered outside South Korea's constitutional court. The youngest of the more than 250 plaintiffs is 17-month-old Chae-hee-woo, nicknamed Woodpecker. Woodpecker's mom and legal representative Lee Dong-hyun made him a plaintiff while he was still in her womb.
The more we think this task can be delayed now, the bigger the burden our future generations will have. I think it's the same as passing on a debt to your children.
The suit, Woodpecker et al. Versus South Korea, is one of four petitions filed since 2020 which are being considered together by the court. It argues that South Korea's goal of reducing carbon emissions by 40% by 2030 compared to 2018 levels is insufficient. It will lead to disastrous climate change and violate their constitutional rights. He says that without fundamental reforms, South Korea won't be able to meet even its own modest targets.
It won't be sustainable if we don't make structural changes. That's why I think it's time for the government to reorganize our industries and our consumption in a way that reduces carbon emissions.
South Korea's government will likely argue that it's doing everything it can to minimize climate change while supporting the nation's economy. U.S. Attorney Tae Kwarg is representing another group of plaintiffs. He says lawyers decided on going to the Constitutional Court because the case is about constitutional rights. He notes that Article 35 of South Korea's constitution guarantees citizens the right to a healthy environment.
We're not asking for damages. We're really asking the court to just say what they think should be done for the young generation.
The public hearing started 2 weeks after Europe's top human rights court ruled that the Swiss government has violated its citizens' rights by not doing enough to fight climate change. There are other climate lawsuits in progress elsewhere, but when it comes, plaintiffs say, South Korea's constitutional court ruling is likely to be the first in Asia. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.